Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What polo is that?
Oh, Nike. Yeah, that's nice. That's a red, white, and blue.
Listen,
patriotic. It's apropos.
Where's my Nike piece, man?
They sent me a package. Whoa!
Butcher. Bill the Butcher from Gangs of New York.
Obviously has never watched Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York.
Look at Mikey Testosterone, man.
He's on.
Oh, my God, Joe. He showed up to your birthday. I'm like, this guy has never looked larger in a good way.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been lighter. I haven't been this light in years.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said larger because larger's not what it is. Trim midsection. I think it's the best you've ever looked. And
thank you, buddy.
Shoulders are just
thank you, buddy.
Gigantic.
You know, I can't get a six pack to save my life, man. I just think it's just not in the cards for me. I think genetically there's just something. I mean, there's just something there. My diet couldn't be cleaner. I mean, I'm not cheating, bro, like at all. Even when we were away, like that meal I had at Bukan, that was like the biggest cheat meal I've had in months.
Did you
months.
Get the corn, the sweet corn, Nagliotti?
Oh, Agnolotti.
Yeah, sure did.
Is that a nice piece?
That was a nice piece, and so is that crispy tuna app, that raw tuna on the crackers. It's like a lime cracker.
Tell you what,
check,
bro.
Check.
E-Man's reservations guy. This guy's a killer.
Oh,
this guy's a fucking
killer. We call him PDFP.
We gotta tip the gap. This guy is a stone cold killer.
This guy could have got you into Taylor Swift's wedding at the Garden last night.
Maybe.
I'm telling you, he's unreal. Well, you know. Happy 4th of July, gentlemen. America's 250th. We are recording on Independence Day today, which is really, really, really American of us. Really couldn't get more American than that.
Yeah. Very patriotic.
Good
for us.
Mm-hmm.
Good for us. We got a lot to discuss. It's good to have everybody home. We're a little worried.
Thank God, man. We have been on the road and a ridiculous amount of time. And I got to go now to Canada in like a week. So I'll be on the road again.
Yeah, but that's home. But it's home base though for you. That's second home base for you though. You're it's not like an in and out trip. You're going to be there for some time, right? 2 weeks.
Well, I got to go to Philly from there. It's just a lot of travel.
The rumors, there's rumors about the D-Man joining the Meats. There's rumors about the D-Man joining Team Arby's. Which is really nice, you know, to build the family. Well, it really is.
I can tell you this, by that smirk, it's not a rumor anymore, Bob. That is a confirmed fact.
I'm not like the face of the brand like the guy up there, Bobby Meats. So, but like, I would like to transition into a bigger thing. I've been looking, you know, I'm a free agent. I've been looking for a home to land in.
You're like LeBron. You're like LeBron right now. You're like the LeBron of, you don't think so?
I'm in LeBron category, but I'm a free agent. I'm like the Draymond Green right now. I'm a free agent. And you know what? I'm looking to land somewhere and I could bring some value to where I'm going. You know, I'm not going to be their biggest superstar. Clearly when you got Bobby Meats up there. Going in a fucking F-14 fighter jet eating cheesesteaks, but I could bring some value, you know. So I'd like to find myself a home, Mikey. We haven't had a home since Wendy's. We have not had a home.
I know.
Since Wendy's.
I know.
It really ended.
Oh man,
it would. You got me.
Yeah, you're there.
It would really bother me, like if Mikey found a home elsewhere, like that I wouldn't like to where
you wouldn't be happy for him if he landed like Taco Bell or something like that.
No, of course I would, but I'm saying like for us not all to be together. I'm saying I would prefer us all to be.
I would turn down the deal to be with the boys. Yeah, I would. You? Yeah, I would.
Well,
I would.
But Petey, it looks like Petey can't say
he doesn't
the same
believe
thing.
That at all. But I think he doesn't believe me.
I'm not saying that. I think it depends where the offer was.
Well, I mean, come on now.
If it was the Big Arches, Mikey's not turning that down. Or if it was the King himself.
The King would hit only because of my employment history with the King. So obviously that would be like, That would be tough to say no to, but, you know, I don't have anybody knocking on the door. Oikos yogurt, maybe. A little something with Oikos yogurt, which would be nice. I like
you could Oikos. You could have your yogurt and eat it, too, with the fast food thing. It's not, not like,
yeah,
you
that
know?
Doesn't affect the Oikos.
I feel like I'd be a fraud in the fast food market, though. I really don't. I really
what
don't.
Do you mean? I see you house fast food.
All of a sudden,
now,
you guys eating
candy. Oh, shut the fuck up. Guy gets a couple months of clean eating under his
belt. Whoa. Yeah,
I'm not, on, I mean, man. Listen, good for you. I'm thrilled. I should be taking on the same
somebody, regimen. Somebody yesterday DM'd because I put up a picture again of that oatmeal and eggs breakfast that everyone can't stand looking at.
Looks
and Bob put up at the same time at like 9 in the morning, like a bag of sour gummy worms or some shit. And somebody DM'd me. They go, talk about two guys on opposite wavelengths right here. And I was like, dude, I thought first of all it was one of Bob's, like, he saves the photo, and then I looked at him, I'm like, no, I think he's actually eating these at 9 o'clock in the morning, which is bad.
It's let
bad.
Me tell you, man, Sweet Tarts is making a comeback. They were as dead as peppermint patties, and they are just
peppermint patties are good.
No, they're dead. They're the Yoki, the peppermint patties are dead, Pete. They're dead.
You know, we went to, we were in Boston. We went to, like, one of those signature, like, old school ice cream, like, shops. They got all the, like, the old school candy and stuff. There's some stuff that we were seeing in there. Big Chew has been doing it.
You're talking about Big League Chew, the gum?
Big League Chew.
Oh, yeah.
They have been doing, they had in there, dude. They had all these, like, signature candies. It's cool to see, like, the old school, like, the throwback stuff that you don't see very often anymore. Like, there's some fun stuff.
What
to
else
get
was
your
in there? Big League Chew with the pouch, and you rip the pouch open like it's the bag. They have it shredded like chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
I love the ice cream shops that have a bunch of candy everywhere. It's just such a happy place. You know what I mean? Like, it just, I never really dabble in the candy. I'm there for the ice cream, but it's just awesome. I just love going in and seeing that.
You should have seen Bob, Mikey. We were like, get in line. And they have like all the flavors like listed and stuff. He goes in line, like the second he steps in, he goes, I'm doing a 2-scoop waffle cone. I'm doing chocolate and cookie dough. I'm like, okay, that's good, Bob. Like, he's announcing to us what he's doing for like affirmation. Like, oh, that's a good order. We get a couple more feet ahead of us. He goes, I'm thinking cookie dough. But I'm like, this guy's starting to second guess.
Dude, you know,
like,
you know,
he's starting to like waver on his order. We get to like two people before the line. He goes, I'm panicking. I'm going to make a mistake. I'm already know. I don't know what I'm going to get. And then Bones, like, I think I'm going to do a sundae. You could see the wheels in his head were turning like a million miles a minute. He's like, fuck, I got anxiety. I'm going to mess this up. And it's like, Bob, you knew what you wanted the second you walked in here, dude. You know?
Well, the lamb man got a sundae, and every layer that came on, because he would go, oh, like,
it's like chocolate ice cream with peanut butter drizzle with chocolate syrup.
The lamb
like
is
a hot fudge cone.
He's a thin guy, though. He could afford that,
he is.
He could afford
was,
to pack on.
Even for him, he looked at it halfway through. He's like, I should have at least gotten vanilla ice cream, not chocolate. It was overkill.
What I was going to say, though, is Bob reminds me, like, that whole scenario reminds me of, like, an NFL, like, head coach. They have the first drive scripted out, like, the first 10 plays. They know exactly, all right, listen, we're gonna run, you know, waggle right, you know, halfback dive on play one, and he's got it all scripted out, and then he gets there, and it's a little bit. But stick with the plan. Stick to
wide
the plan,
receiver
Bob.
Screen.
It was like a GM going into draft night. He knows the guy he's going to pick, and then like as soon as it, you know, they're on the clock, they just start freaking out. It was.
He
really
takes a
funny.
Little post-it note out of his pocket. It says "Ice Cream Sundae, no matter what." Just like what's his name, Mac? No matter what from Draft Day.
That Kevin Costner movie, Draft Day, that's
underrated. That's the one.
Really so good.
So Mikey, then EA came down to film because we did the Bob Does Sports Spelling Bee, and I ordered us all Jersey Mike's, and everybody's eating the sandwich, and I hear a bite of an apple, and I look over, and EA's biting into an apple.
It was like a pony over in the stable just eating the fucking apple. delicious.
How about when he sent that picture into the group chat of like a fucking pan of asparagus or whatever it was? He's like, I'll tell you what, going off tonight or whatever.
We ever want to lose weight? We go on that EA diet, dude. Mikey, you'll have a six pack in a week, dude.
Dude, I would. Yeah, no, bro, I can't do that. I can't. You gotta eat meat, dude. Like, how do you not eat any meat?
He eats like a fawn, like a baby deer. That's what he eats like.
A fawn is.
And he's listening to this too. I mean, he's behind the scenes.
I mean, he would agree to it. He would agree.
He would agree.
I don't know. The one thing I respect about EA is he doesn't shy away from it. Like some people,
yes,
if they have a diet, they get very defensive. He's the first one to go, "Oh, listen, my diet's completely fucked up." I'll be the first to say. So, and I'll give him that every time.
Probably wants to stop talking about it, and I can't. I keep asking him questions. Like, I can't see him and not ask about the diet. You know what I mean?
That's one thing. If Bob latches on to something that, like, he can't, he's just going to fucking hammer you on it for, like, no matter what. He's just going to keep going and going. It does not matter at all.
Imagine EA on a Bob does sports trip for, like, 3-4 days when we're just ordering. Dude. And then Bob would be watching him like he's, like, some kind of, like, specimen, like what he's eating. He'd be observed. He'd be like, let me ask you something. Like, when the door, what's your go-to DoorDash order? You know what I mean? He'd be like fascinated.
Because remember when Jensen tried to cut the ribs? He didn't know how to eat ribs.
Initially, we were going to call Jensen Bonesaw Dude because we went on the first trip ever with him to Grand Geneva in Wisconsin. Great, great spot. We were at the steakhouse and they had like rolled out the red carpet stuff. He had a thing of ribs that he put on his plate. He took a fork and knife and was trying to cut through the actual rib, like the bone.
To separate the ribs.
No.
He was trying
like to cutting cut it like bone. Cutting it like horizontally instead of vertically.
Yeah.
And I looked at him. Why would he order ribs in that case? Like if he didn't
know how
to cut.
It was a buffet.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And Jet's like, and Jet's like, oh, give him a break. I'm like, yo, it's a rib. You can see the fucking bone. It's sticking out, dude.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Brilliant Ump Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Prize Picks. Now, Mikey, I think we got to fly you down for it. We're going to be doing the hole-in-one stream. We're 0-2 on stream, so it really has just been a disaster. Use promo code BDS. You don't have to ride with the boys. You could fade the boys as well. There's an option to fade. First $5 lineup gets you $50 in lineup, so you can bet on the hole-in-one stream how long it's going to take us. We could end up being there for a week. We don't know.
So I was talking to Naz about that because when we had that call, Jet had mentioned, like, let's do some film in the last week of July. I was like, I'll block that week, I said, because that's good. I don't have anything that week. And I texted Naz and I was like, so when's the hole-in-one challenge? I said, because I think we're going to go out for that. And he's like, well, he's like, I'm going to block the whole week because it could take days to get it done. I was like, I don't know. I think, in my opinion now, obviously, this is just my opinion, but I would think that you guys doing what you do, I would think that the hole-in-one challenge is a better... No? I would think it's a better shot than the basketball stuff,
Mike,
though.
You were...
one sport, though. It was basketball. You didn't do the hole-in-one.
But I'm a good shooter. I'm a really good shooter. Like, I'd rather shoot...
You are a good shooter, but the difference between this and the hole-in-one is only one guy's got to do it. You ain't got to get consecutive shit. You know what I mean?
I've talked to the Full Swing guys. Shout out the Full Swing guys that set it up. And I asked them, like, we're going to do a hole-in-one challenge. Like, how realistic? And they said, it is incredibly realistic. Like, you could have lip outs. Like, you can have – obviously, it's different than being on a course. But they said it is incredibly realistic. You know, and you have FP, which definitely helps.
Yes.
Like, it's not going to be a large, you know, far distance. But if he gets tired, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble.
Is there a rule on like how many shots each guy's got to take kind of thing? Like, or is it just like,
I don't think so.
The basketball, the tough thing is each guy had to make minimum of two. So like, and it had to be consecutive. So
yeah,
like,
you can't say like multiple people have to make a hole in one. You'll never leave.
But I'm saying we could just fucking put FP on there for five straight hours.
Yeah. Well, but then he's like Bob said, he's going to get exhausted and then he's going to be worthless.
Yeah, you remember like the Jersey Jerry where like he got blisters like that? That I worry about for FP. So like he's going to have to take breaks and we're going to have to go. Like he can't just keep swinging and swinging. Having him is huge. But man, we could be there. I mean, Mikey, I think it'd start on Monday and you could book a flight for Thursday. We could still be in there.
When he told me that, I was like, oh, shit. I was like, well, I'll go for at least, you know, 2-3 days. I'll be there or so.
I've come to the conclusion that whatever we do from an athletic standpoint.
It's just going
to
lose.
It's just got no... Pants. We are the worst, man. But like, golf it's just is really
but we've had you guys.
You're talking about guys. You've all hit hole in ones on real courses. Like, you've hit
one hole in one my entire life.
I understand that, but now you're factoring in like wind, playing off grass, playing off real lies. Like, I know this is extremely realistic, but it is a little bit more of a controlled environment. This is what you guys do almost every day. Basketball is not what you guys do every day.
I wouldn't be too discouraged.
I really would. I swear to God, I would not be surprised if it gets knocked out in the first day. I swear to God, I really wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, imagine being
the
6 in there.
Hours that we imagine, would be fine.
Imagine a full week with those blue floors. that would be. I could try.
How were those in person, by the way?
I was getting delirious looking at them, dude. I was like getting all spacey after 2-3 hours of shooting free throws and running around getting rebounds.
I gotta
tell you, Jensen shots.
Holly saw that and she was like, "What is that?" And
I was like, "So bad to hear, man. That is so." Hey, I changed the floor.
I saw, and by the way, it does. I think it's a little easier on the eyes. That was
you could have brought G Baby in there, and you could have done a Little Mermaid fucking under the sea, under the sea. Under the sea.
It looked like she probably would have loved it. She probably would have. Yeah. She looked at it and she's like, whoa. What is this? She's like, yeah, one thing about your wife, man, like, your wives will always just give you the brutal, honest truth. They just don't fucking care. And she's just, because I was like, no, I was like, it kind of looks, she's like, Mike, she's like, I'm getting dizzy looking at the floor.
Oh,
I was like, yeah.
Man,
I was like,
I changed the floor. For those who don't know, didn't see it on my Instagram, we did the epoxy floors, and we went with like a blue and white, and it was way too much. We have switched it. Very costly mistake, which really sucks. Like, I was really we were on the way to the airport in Boston. Like, I was dead inside, like, because I knew it had to be changed, and it's not a mistake you want to make. And you know, look,
it
happens.
I can't believe they fixed it that fast, by the way.
It's not insane, by the way. The company that did it's great. That's the floor that I chose. Yeah, they gave me what I chose. Yeah. The new floor, I think, is a lot better and a lot, like you said, Mike, easier on the eye. But yeah, that
gold dust.
I like the gold. The gold.
Me too.
Nice.
Yeah, the gold goes well with the friend of the program wall and everything. So, you know.
Speaking of which, Team USA, man, this team, man, I'm telling you. Now, the unfortunate thing is when this episode comes out, we're going to know their fate because they play Monday. But you got to give them credit, man. Man down, playing with 10 guys, and I really was like, yo, I was like, fuck, when Balogun got that red, which, by the way, was
bullshit.
Was such bullshit. I mean, it, for there not to be any call on the field and then you give him a straight red was just...
This is the VAR shit I'm talking about, man. It's
ridiculous. It was bad. But for them to gut it out and score another goal, a man down, and listen, you beat Belgium, anything is possible if they could beat Belgium without him.
Joe, they can beat Belgium. They can beat Belgium.
I agree.
Did Jets play hit last night?
Oh, no. Colombia won.
Let me tell you something, man.
He went against Colombia?
Bro, he's the worst.
He's like, I got Ghana plus 750 money line.
He's so bad.
After I told him, I'm like, I think the hammer is just the Columbia money line.
Columbia money line. Yeah.
It should have been 4-0. The goalie made three ridiculous saves, and then there was a goal called back. Ghana never even had a chance.
True mush. I was at his house, and he's like, in the Portugal game, he's like, take the tie. And I was like, are we really going to sit here and root for a fucking tie? He's like, yeah, take the tie, 100%. Took the tie. One of the most devastating losses of a tie of all time in the last minute. They put on the extra time. He was throwing a fit. And, you know, like right when it gets to the 90th minute, they throw on the extra time. Yeah. And he goes, 10 fucking minutes.
Well, no, at that point, you needed a goal, Bob. You needed a goal.
No, there was a time where they put it on and we did not need a goal.
Portugal was winning. Portugal was up 2-1 on the Ronaldo had the free kick, the penalty kick, and then they scored again, and it was 2-1, and then Croatia scored in like the last second, and they called it back for the tie. Remember,
score in the extra time.
In extra time,
did they go?
Yeah, they scored.
That was a bang job.
Correct.
So, and then in extra time at like the 122nd minute, literally like the last possible second that could have been, Croatia scored and they called it back because they said the guy it hit his head and everyone's going nuts. It
yeah, Portugal head, scored in the ninth, in the 95th minute.
Yeah.
And then there was a goal.
See, that is brutal. That is brutal. That is brutal, dude.
Yeah, he's I love him to death. He's so bad. He just everything.
You should give him a call.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should.
I know.
He's been on edge.
Yeah, he's been stewing. I think you got to be very careful of him right
now. I'm not poking that hornet's nest.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Could you imagine me saying to either one of you guys, "Hey guys, I'm going to hammer this play," and then immediately responding, "I'm taking the opposite team plus 7 feet," like immediately responding that you're going against me. Like, not even ridership. Like, that's straight up, like, just what's the opposite of a rider? A walker?
I don't know. I don't know. Just a fader. He's a fader.
Yeah, oh, man.
If that's what he's doing, that's just fading.
Well, normally he doesn't fade. Normally you'll be like, "Hey, Jet, we really like this play." You'll be like, "Oh, I'll take it live." Because he's like, he can always get the better line.
The live bet. Yeah. He
does. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Kachava. Do you prioritize your health, getting walks, the whole nine yards? All of that combines with a beautiful, wonderful nutrition shake. How easy is it to just throw in one of the Kachava shakes right in your bag? Take it on the go. All the nutrition your body craves in one deliciously simple shake pack to go. Just one packet provides complete nutrition ready for life on the go with protein, fiber, vitamins, and minerals and greens. 8 different flavors, a little bit of everything, chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, the whole 9 yards. You could take your daily ritual with you. Go to kachava.com. That's kachava.com and use code DUMB. For 15% off. That's Kachava, KACHAVA.com. Code DUMB. Kachava.com. Thank you for sponsoring the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Over to Peter we go.
Yeah, I mean, there's no surprise here. This is a friend of the program for some time now. BetterHelp. The show's been sponsored by them for some time, and it will continue to be sponsored by them because they continue to bring help to others. And you know, at this time we talk about mental health more openly now, but asking for help can still feel hard. BetterHelp's latest research confirms it. BetterHelp is going to be there for you with a variety of online therapists to choose from, and on top of that, they're going to go ahead and give you 10% off when you sign up at betterhelp.com/BDS. Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy now with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/BDS. BetterHelp, helping others help you.
Very nice, Peter. All right, guys, we got a very, very special surprise for you. For Ask Bob this week, we're not even going to go to the buy or sell. We're going to do something a little bit different, okay? We're going to start right into it. We got Dom. The return of Dom is upon us here. Mikey's going to get him down here. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be playing the flag game where World Cup flags, me versus Dom. You know what scares me is Mikey's calling to bring Dom down now. Like, he asked for this challenge, which to me goes to show he's ready for it. I could have done the research. I thought about doing the research. I did not. So
his original request was to do like structures. He wanted to do like buildings, and I was like, "That's not even like we can't do that, Dom."
No.
I was like, "I know you know structures and buildings." I said, "But I don't think it'll hit." So then Holly actually was the one who was like, because he was talking about countries' flags. She's like, "You know, for World Cup, like I think it would be a good idea." So I was like, "I think that is a good idea." So. He's familiar, though. He kid's got a good flag game.
Oh, he's got a good flag game. Minus...
What's the record right now? 3-0 for Dom?
Don't do that.
That's
come on. That's like, you know damn well that I've never won one.
I didn't know if it's two or three. I'm just asking what the record is.
We I don't know how many we've done, to be honest. Two, I think, right? That's it. The Capitals?
No, I think it's three.
I think it's three.
We did a trivia, like a general trivia. Capitals.
Fucking, he's such he knew. Did you just hear him?
I said what is the record? Is it 3-0?
He does this about my picks all the time.
He does it
about my picks. Can't say anything lately about my picks, though, Joseph.
I support your picks all the time. What are you talking about?
Not lately.
Whoa.
I tell you what, we have been destroying the World Cup. Destroying.
Yeah, I'd like to know what you have today.
I'll give you what I have today.
Don't fucking call shit today.
Oh,
there the old Dommy boy. Hey, Dom. Dom, you remember Uncle Joe?
Hi, Dom.
Now, Dom, how familiar are you? How confident are you with the flags? Are you feel good about the flags?
Yes.
And do you think that I'm going to do good with the flags?
You're going to do great.
I appreciate that, Dom. Thank you very much, Dom. Thank you very much.
Don't necessarily agree, but.
Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring in the Lamb Man, Dom, and it's going to be first to five, okay? Would you like to go first or second, Dom? You're the defending champion, so I'm going to give you the pick of if you'd like to go first or second.
Let's first.
Yeah, let's have you go first. If that's the first flag, then I think it's best that you go first. So, Dom, it's going to be first to five. This is going to be the Ask Bob segment. You've done an unbelievable job the last couple times. You've been winning everything. Let's get down to business. Dom, are you ready? Thumbs up if you're ready. All right, go get him.
Okay. That should be Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. This thing is absolutely cooked. And Lambs.
Well done, Dom.
I thought you were going to get us, you know, familiar. Like, this is crazy.
Well, this is all random.
It's all randomized.
You have a 1 out of 48 chance.
Bob, you got this one. Come on, Bob.
You have a 1 out of 48.
Wait, no, because it's Bob's turn, okay?
I know.
All right.
I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking without saying it. This isn't my final answer. I'm between Panama and Colombia. Give me Panama.
That's incorrect, Bob.
Panama?
No, that was incorrect.
What was it?
It was Ecuador.
What was it? Petey knows.
Yeah, Petey I have no idea. Blank. Petey knows, though.
So. Dom, this is your turn now, I believe, right?
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
I think that's Ghana.
Wow. Very good, Dom.
Sure.
Oh, Bob, you know this one. Bob, you know this one.
Yeah, that's Drake is Two Places. That's South Africa.
Good job, Bob. Oh.
Yes, them. Bobby!
Big thumbs up from Don there, Bob.
Come on, Bob!
Here you go.
I need a miss. Oh, okay. See, I
okay.
This one.
I could have got this, just for the record.
Okay. So that should be Argentina.
Yeah. This
wow! Dom is... Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Randomizations are not helping.
Oh no,
Bob! We got to get this one, Bob.
It's either Iran or Iraq. Iraq.
No!
No! Are you kidding me, man? Come on!
Oh, no, Dom's getting
layups, man. That's a layup. Argentina's a layup. This is a layup.
Do you want me to hit next?
This is crazy.
Do you want me to change it?
Give him the next one. Give him
right,
the
no,
next
now
one.
I'm going to look bad.
All okay. right, go ahead. Go
I
ahead.
I got that, too.
It's your turn, bud.
Man, this is a bit tricky. I'll know this.
Okay.
That's all right. So wait, what's the score?
Can Bob Steele?
Can I take this?
Yeah, he could take it. Yeah. Well, I mean, Dom didn't take his old ones, but it don't matter.
That's Sweden.
So what's the score right now?
Yeah, what's the score?
Dom has three. Bob has two.
Okay.
Now it goes back to Dom. Dom is up.
I need another miss.
By the way, just before we go,
Dom, you're doing really good.
Moving forward, I think we should allow if someone doesn't get it right, I think you should allow for the steal. It should be fair.
Dom, you could go ahead with this one.
Dom, you're doing good, man. You're doing really good.
Okay, that is Australia.
Yes, correct. Dom! Wow, what a pull. Good. Oh, Bob, come on. You got this one.
No, I don't.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I thought he had this one.
Good job, bud.
Yeah.
He knows, Mikey. He knows.
He's got the look in his eyes.
So if Bob misses his Dom could steal and would win.
That's correct.
Oh, Bobby. Whoa.
Don't say anything. But it's still Bob's turn.
I'm not.
Okay, okay.
It's just that I don't want to steal.
You don't want to steal? You want a new flag?
Yeah.
So okay, then you can have you have the right to a new flag as well.
You're gonna have the chance to steal, Dom, because I
he doesn't
I
know he does, he said he doesn't know this one.
Oh really? Sorry, I'm gonna give Norway.
Incorrect.
Oh, Scotland. All right. Oh, this is I don't know this one.
Okay. Okay. That should be Morocco.
Oh, I think he's right. Dom did it! Bob, this is Colombia.
Yo, what are we doing?
No, because you saw the yellow earlier, and you weren't that far off. No, it was not a bad guess.
Dom, pop it up for Dom. Really good job, Dom. Really good job, pal. Dom, do you think I'm ever going to win?
What did you say again?
Do you think I'm ever going to win?
Maybe, I guess.
Okay. All right.
That's a nice way of saying you have no friggin' chance.
Maybe, what a smart kid, Michael.
I'm surprised you didn't know Scotland. I'm a little surprised there. We're going to have to work on that one. But, yeah, good job by Dom. Good job.
You were getting some tough ones there, Bob. There was a string that were not easy.
The best was the first one. He goes, seeing this first flag, I'm glad Dom's going to have the first. I didn't think he was going to know that one. Bro, he's
Saudi Arabia. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
He's wild. Wild.
I don't think I'm ever going to beat him, man. I really don't. I just don't see it happening.
No,
I think you did better than I thought, Bob.
I'd love another crack at that. There's been other ones where I'm like, all right, like, yeah, he. I'd love another crack at it.
Yeah.
To be honest, Bob, the kid's a savant. Like you're doing well. Yeah. Like that's not like an average kid. Like who's like that. That's Dom's gifted. Like that's tough to beat. Like you got what, three out of six? How many guesses?
Yeah. I did five. Three out of five, yeah. I think. Iran was a killer. Three.
Yeah, Iran, you had it.
You had it. Yeah, you had it.
I know. That's a killer, man. That is an absolute
And that first killer. That first one that you had where you said did you say Ecuador?
You said Colombia. Colombia and Panama.
Those are the colors. So I mean like it's kind of like if you get like the Ivory Coast flag, it looks like Ireland's. If you get Belgium, it kind of looks like Germany's. Like those ones are tough cuz you can mix those up a little bit, I feel like. So
Yeah, that's when he skipped one, I didn't think he was breakable, and I was like, all right, he's human, like he bleeds. Like
it was like when Rocky cut Drago in four.
He's bleeding.
See, he's a man, he bleeds.
He's bleeding.
Great 4th of July movie to watch, by the way.
All right, guys, this week's episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is of course brought to you by our best friends over at SeatGeek. We talk about them each and every week. They are the number one rated ticketing app out there with over 35 million app downloads, with over 70,000 listed events currently on there. World Cup, as we know, is in full swing right now. Want to go see baseball, America's pastime, middle of the summer? Go get your tickets at SeatGeek. You're getting the theme here. SeatGeek has the best ticket prices available for you. You look for the green dots. Green means go. Everything is on their rated scale. And another great thing about it is you just put in your geolocation and it's going to have everything you could possibly want right at your fingertips. It's telling you what's in your area, concerts, live events, sporting events, all of it and more listed at SeatGeek. And of course, like we tell you every single week. We have a code available for you guys. As always, you can use code DUMB10. That's DUMB10 for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thank you once again to our great friends over at SeatGeek.
By the way, fighting, I'm going to that McGregor fight next.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah. Oh, Pops has got it. You going with Pops?
Oh, he is over the moon, dude.
This guy's gonna freak.
Bob invited me. I couldn't go, dude. I got the Aloha.
He's got the Aloha. And I'm gonna be on vacation. The Aloha. Oh, yeah, the Aloha takes precedence.
It does. I'm excited for the Aloha to be back though. Like, I'd love to do like mid round.
Good content.
I love the Aloha.
Yeah,
like we make updates. Fun of it, but we may laugh at the Aloha, but we do respect the Aloha.
Good. I think Aloha content's some of the best out there.
Me too. I respect
now,
it.
Now, Bob, I know you have your opinions about McGregor. I know. But when that music hits and he comes out, you're gonna be.
Well,
not to say that you're gonna root for him. I'm not saying that, definitely. But like that is a surreal moment to have to watch him come to the fucking octagon.
Might be the last time he ever does.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's so fucking sick. Like,
it's gonna be really. You know, my dad being a longtime UFC fan, he's never got to see McGregor, yes, so like he's gonna be over the moon, Joe. Like he is so.
Hey, Joe, Bob's gonna be at that fight at 10 a.m. after the breakfast buffet. As soon as doors open, he's gonna be at that fight.
Mike's gonna be in the hallway watching McGregor go into the locker room, dude.
Oh, McGregor's gonna wake up for his morning breakfast. Mike's gonna be there. He's gonna be ready to go, man.
Dude, I remember me and my dad, like, there was one fight maybe it was the one that we were all at where we got there and then I saw Herb Dean walking in with his bags. I'm like, Dad, we're in our seats before Herb Dean got to the but yeah, I'm very excited. It's gonna be really special. But also what we're gonna do, the press conference and weigh-ins, because it's McGregor, it's such a spectacle that those even are going to be so great. So we're going to go to those. And
now this is really not cool. This is at
T-Mobile.
It's not at Sphere, right? This is at like,
correct. No, it's normal. They'll never T-Mobile. Do Sphere again.
Okay.
Well, they say they won't, but
the T-Mobile now, you've been to that yet or no?
Many times.
Okay. Yeah. For UFC.
Yeah.
In Vegas. Right.
How's the spread compared to the Miami spread?
Spread's great, but Miami's the number one spread.
Miami spread was something else, man. I was going to say, like, but I would imagine Vegas
one is good, Bob.
I would imagine it's good, but like that Miami one is just tough. That room is very tough.
It's huge.
Very tough to beat.
What are those it's not blue crab, but like what are those did they have back there?
They had the
snow knuckle.
Not the Alaskan king crab. They had the snow crab legs.
Oh, yeah, snow crab,
crab claws. The snow crab claws.
Yeah.
I could just give me two plates of that, and I'm perfectly content. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Some cocktail sauce, a little lemon,
little horseradish, Tabasco. Joseph. Make it a little.
Oh, horseradish.
Get a little kick.
Nice. Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Man, how about Mikey being above fast food now?
I never said I was above fast food.
I hope the king rescinds their offer tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, I hope the king sends an offer so he can fucking backtrack on. I mean, that was such a despicable.
I didn't say I was above it. I just said at this time right now, like, I'm just not eating it, so it would be a tough time. But I would accept an offer. Sure, I would.
This is the guy fucking, I always just think of him with the Wendy's bucket.
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough.
I'm bigger than fast food than just play a clip of the fucking nugget.
Do you know, I honestly think that Bob may have like impacted my health. Like, I think I think this all started from the Masters weekend when we were down at HQ. Yo. That day, that single day, I think ruined my eating habits for the rest of my life because
two shakes.
When the KFC, bro, before
It did hit.
Yeah, it did hit, Bob. But like,
Family Feast always hits.
That had to be, I'm telling you, 5,000, 7,000 calorie day. Easily. And that really ruined me in many ways.
We got back to my house and Mikey was like, it was like he couldn't walk. It was like he was just like.
Yeah, it was bad.
He like sauntered into the bedroom, but we did have the Canucks over, which was fun that night.
How about me taking?
How the fuck do you remember that?
They're playing the Sharks, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
How about me taking those
over six hit very nicely.
I can't believe you remember that.
And then I took those yogurt pretzels home from Tita Flo.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something.
I had
about
one.
Those
I didn't try that.
Nobody could try them. This fucking guy hoarded the whole fucking thing.
It looked like he was doing an advertisement for them, dude. The whole plate was fucking
he's
covered.
Like, Mikey, you got to try these yogurt pretzels. I went over there. There was like three left. I was like, yeah, they're magnificent. I go, but there's none left. He was fucking, dude, they were, I've never seen. Now, I've seen the vanilla pretzel and I've seen the chocolate pretzel.
Like strawberry.
I've never seen the Fruit Loop flavored pretzel. It was purple or lavender. I don't know what flavor it was. It tasted
strawberry,
like fruit pretzel.
Strawberry.
Maybe. I don't know what the fuck, but it was unreal. Unreal.
But Tita Flo said she insisted I take it. I said, no, keep it. She insisted I take it.
What did you call her in the text message, Bob? And Joe had to correct you. You called her like TT Flora or something.
TT Flora. TT Flora.
Tita in Filipino means like auntie. Means like aunt. Yeah.
Yes.
Tita Flo.
Teeth flow. All right, boys, let's go on into the buy or sell. I'm going to start with Michael out of the gate. Mikey, what did you see this week that you liked? What did you see this week you did not like?
Easy buy for me this week, I think, Bob. The World Cup has been as good as you could ever possibly want anything to be. It is just so good. I was a little worried expanding it to 48 countries, having the extra knockout round. I wish it lasted for 2 months, this tournament. Every day you get all these games every day. Now that's going to slow down because now we're into the round of 16. That's going to slow down. But I mean, even yesterday, we're recording 4th of July yesterday, Argentina getting pushed to the absolute brink by Cape Verde. I mean, the game before that went to penalty kicks, Egypt and Australia. Just the Americans, the storyline with the Americans, how good France looks, Spain coming up strong, Brazil hanging in there now. I mean, it is Germany getting knocked out by fucking Panama in the first round. Like, this is, it's got everything, bro. It's so good. Like, I can't explain how good it's been and how much I've enjoyed it. I think everyone in America is kind of really getting into it, especially with the Americans doing as well and looking as good as they do. But I mean, it is, and it's on American soil, obviously. It's been so fucking good. I'm buying it every which way. Are there little things like we talked about last week, Joe, with the VAR and the hydration breaks and stuff that like I don't like in particular? Yes, but overall, I just think it's been fucking spectacular. It's an all-around buy for me. It's been one of the best World Cups I can remember. Just awesome.
By the way,
awesome,
I have
awesome.
A take. I have a take that I have to say. I sold the VAR last.
Yes.
You guys see these offsides officials? They look almost happy. They don't. They look like the guards in England, right near the castle near Buckingham. They don't say anything. They don't like show any facial expressions, but they'll just be like this.
It's their moment.
It's like a big fuck you to everybody else celebrating, cheering. Yeah. They're just like.
And I mean, some of the goals that they take away are just spectacular. Like that Ronaldo goal before he had the penalty kick was spectacular. What a spectacular goal, and they took it away. Like. But yeah, overall, man, just like it just does not, in my opinion, and people are like, what, since when do you like soccer? Why are you so like World Cup, Euro Cup, like all you guys say that, but like there is nothing better to me. Like it's so good. It's so fucking good. Like I don't know why you guys, I don't get it. I don't understand why. I'm very into it. I love it. I fucking love it.
To Mikey's credit, I will say, like, even when we went on trips in like the Daytona trip that we had, we would be watching, you know, the Premier League.
Yeah.
Like early on. Like he does like soccer.
I do.
Now, I don't know if he's Mikey FIFA's. Like but
I mean,
does,
look,
he's,
I don't,
he's
I don't,
a fan of the game. It's not like
yes,
he just
yes.
started watching.
Yes, yes. Thank you. That's all.
See?
That's all.
That's the opposite of a pretzel. That's a standing at the guard for my guy.
AD, I was happy to hear you say how much you're loving that Peter Luger sauce too, man. That made me.
That
really
is,
happy.
Mikey, you got to buy this. I would almost even make that my buy this week. That's so good. Bob brought over, I did barbecue the other day. Bob brought over this bottle of Peter Luger's signature steak sauce. And mm-hmm. It's not like a barbecue sauce, so to speak. It's almost more tangy.
It's like apple-y.
I don't know about apple. It's like a tangy taste. And I tell you what, man, it is unbelievable. I'm like drenched. Dude,
I don't know about Apple, but it's
very good. Well, I wouldn't use Apple. As
yeah, maybe not. It is a sweeter. It's not like a barbecue sauce.
Listen, if you're going to use a steak sauce, like it better be good because like the cardinal rule of sin is you don't put anything on a good steak. So if you're going to use it and it's good, it better be
really
good.
Good.
Those steaks, by the way, those primo.
Mino.
Mino.
The Mino.
Yeah,
the
Mino Primes,
yo,
man.
Shout out to Daryl. Those steaks are fucking unreal.
Wish I had some salt and pepper for them, but other than that, they were really, really, really nice.
Some guys just never satisfied, man.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking around. I'm just fucking around.
Daryl's going to watch and he's sending you.
Yeah, I'm fucking around.
Shaker.
I'm fucking around. But those steaks,
which ones
literally.
Which ones did you do?
So I did Holly defrosted two of the flanks and I did two of the flank steaks on just like.
I haven't done the flanks yet.
I didn't even go outside to do it because we've been getting whacked with this like 102 humidity. It's fucking nuts. So I did them on the grill pan inside and they came out, bro. Like I had leftover and I just heated them up again yesterday. I mean, for it to taste that good a day after too is like
I did the ribeye, which was amazing.
Yeah, see, I'm saving.
Oh
those.
My
I'm
god! And then those. I did the fillet was actually unbelievable.
I'm sure that. Too. See, yeah, that's why I started with the flanks. I didn't want to go into the heavy hitters yet. I'm saving those. I'm saving the heavy hitters.
I went straight to the bone.
Joe went. Yeah, Joe goes right for the best ones.
I bet he tossed those fucking sirloins out of there.
He gave them to Dre. Dre had a good. Dinner.
Yeah.
By the way, Mikey, you missed it. We went to HQ the other day. We did a little spelling bee.
Oh, I saw the pictures. I saw the pictures.
You gotta get Mikey in for the next set of like
That'd
challenges.
Be great. Well, when Mikey comes at the end of the month, there's gonna be a lot of stuff we're gonna get. Dude, we did 3 hours at HQ, got 25 Instagram videos. Like we're fucking.
And that's I mean, like, and when you're all together like that, like, and you're there for it, that's it's got to go by. Like it's not like arduous work to make stuff like that.
No,
like, that's fun. That's fun.
What I want to see Mikey do is the quarterback silhouette. Like they'll play like a clip. Like bro, it was hard.
It
like,
was no,
really
dude.
Hard.
I've tried to do that. It's very. I can't do that. It's very hard. It's very
brutal.
Hard.
You got to know the throwing technique.
Yeah, dude, like I'm not. Yeah, I'm not like that. I'm not like. Yeah.
Let's go, Peter D. Buy or sell. What do you like, D man?
The D.
I'm selling this week, man, and people are not going to be happy with it. But as a 40-year-old dad now, and someone who's like on the downward curve of my life now.
Yo, somebody said, how many times is he mentioned in the pod?
He's been 40 for a week. It's amazing. It's amazing. He said to me the other day, sorry, Joe, but he says to me the other day, he's like, you know, Bob, now that I'm 40.
Yeah.
I'm like, you didn't care at fucking 28. What do you mean you don't care now? Like that, it's such a crutch for him now. Now that this 40, no, it is. No, Petey, it is. Everything's gonna come down.
Crutch is brutal, dude.
That now that he's 40, he doesn't care. Or if he eviscerates somebody, he'll be like, well, I'm 40 now, Bob.
I'm middle aged.
You've been doing it the last 5 years, Joe.
But I'm middle aged now, Bob. I got an excuse to, like, you know, like, I.
There it is. There it is.
It's crazy. Sorry, dude. I'm sorry. We cut you off.
Yeah,
I'm
interested in the sell.
I apologize.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me get back to what I was doing. My sell this week, it's going to upset some people, but I got to be honest. And it's 4th of July today, and it's going to be wonderful. I'm selling fireworks. I at this point in my life right now, I got a dog. I now got a one-year-old who tried to sleep. These things, it wasn't even 4th of July yesterday, and these things are going off, and I'm trying to get this baby to sleep. And I'm like, every time it's like, pop, pop. I'm like, geez, man. It's just like, fireworks are cool if you're in the moment. Outside of that, it's just so disruptive to everyone else out there. Now, for 4th of July, I'm not saying you shouldn't have fireworks. Go to town. But just in general, I feel like also, too, you get these people that go to these fireworks. In Vancouver, they used to do the celebration of lights, and they'd have a 20-minute fireworks show, and people pack in like sardines. You can't move, and then there's fights, and they got to go bear mace in the sky to clear people out, and it's fucking mayhem. To watch some lights, it's just like, I just don't get the allure, man. I know they're fun, and like when you're in your 20s, you get the bottle rockets and, you know, the fucking other ones that go screeching at people, and it's fun, but like that's a very small span of time that you could do that. I'm just not doing that anymore.
You know who would agree with you? Dom would agree with your take. He hates the noise. He hates the noise really bothers him. Like it bothers him. So like if we're gonna go see the fireworks in town tonight, like he's gonna have to wear like headphones. He's gonna have to put like those like noise.
Really?
Yeah, it really it bothers him. Yeah.
There's some that go like
but not the big
ones that go boom. Those are just
the worst is when like you like forget that it's 4th of July, or like yesterday I was driving and then all of a sudden you just get this big bang and you forget that it's fucking July 4th. You know what I mean? Oh, and it's just like,
am I wrong for that though? Like, am I way out of touch there, Bob? Or like, can you see?
I get what you're saying. Especially unless you're sitting down, you know they're coming, you're going to enjoy it. Last July 4th, I was at Polisix. We were in the backyard, and he's got this right on the water, and we know the fireworks are drinking.
Cool. Yeah,
that's cool. We knew it's coming, but I get the take. I think you sold fireworks last July 4th.
I don't know if I did.
I think so. I could be off.
My initial thought was I thought we had discussed fireworks at one point. I don't know if it was an official buy or sell.
My memory is gone now, dude. I wouldn't 40. Know.
40.
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
No.
I'm not that guy. That's for sure. That's a different guy right there. That's not me.
Yeah, he was a better man. He was on Adderall, that guy.
Was he?
Remember when Joe said I was a better man on Adderall or Ritalin? Ritalin. Yeah, Ritalin.
Well, that's post Ritalin, but yeah, that's a post Ritalin Joey D right there.
Because you know, guys, and he said it dead serious. He's like, I was a better man on Ritalin.
I was more controlled, Bob.
It was a bar. Yeah.
I was dialed in, more controlled. More,
Joe, you know what part of your cell I would agree with, though? Like, I do think that people are just setting off fireworks for like, ridiculous. Like, 4th of July is the firework holiday. But like Memorial Day, they're setting fucking fireworks.
Really? I'll give you 2 days that I think fireworks are completely understandable.
Yeah,
okay?
Go ahead.
Fourth of July, yes. And the other one is Halloween. I think Halloween, you have every right to fire off
Halloween. I think they're gonna say New Year's Eve. Like New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve's another one. That's the third one. Yeah.
Halloween. Who's doing fireworks for Halloween?
Back home in Halloween, the kids would go fucking.
It's a Canadian
thing. The kids would go.
Canada is so wild, dude, because there's always one little trinket of Halloween. One little thing Joe mentions about what happens in Canada. It's like, really? Like,
The trick or treating's going on, but you also have like fireworks just going on.
Is that for like mischief night? The night before?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's the same night. It's just like there's a lot going on Halloween.
Wait, so
night.
In Canada, you guys like paper, do you like toilet paper the houses, egg the houses and shit? Does that happen on Halloween?
I would think Halloween would be the night that it would happen. Yeah.
Okay. Cause in America, it's mischief night, or some kids, what is the other word, Bob, that they call it? There's like another word for mischief night that they use.
Misdemeanor.
No.
I mean, we would, this isn't what you're looking for. We would ding dong ditch a ton. That was
the night before.
Thing.
No, I never heard of that.
Yeah, mischief you ever heard of night ding dong ditching?
Ding dong ditch? Is that where you ring the doorbell, you leave like a flaming thing of shit on somebody?
No, that's taking it to the next level. That's Billy Madison is what you're thinking of there. That's
and then they stomp out the bag and they get shit all over their shoes.
Literally Billy Madison is what
that's tough. I never did that, thank God. I did do the egging, which by the way, I'm not proud of.
That was like the egging and toilet paper, but that was always the night before Halloween was called mischief night.
By the way, let me tell you something right now. If I found kids egg in my house now, I would be fucking living.
Imagine fucking bunch of kids egging his fucking outdoor sauna, Bob, fucking getting egg all over that cedar, that fresh cedar. There'd be a big fucking problem.
I would be fucking pissed, man.
Oh, dude, that would be. Oh, my God. That's such a great thought.
Don't even put that out there in the universe.
Oh, man. I wouldn't. I tell you, the wrong place to do it is the fucking Volani household. You'll have a fucking nine.
It'll be like, Gran Torino sequel.
Oh, bro.
Especially if he's eating good like he is right now. It comes out in that singlet, Bob, and those muscles.
The singlet? What the?
Singlet? With a couple cocktails in them, D-man.
Full moon. The moonlight just bouncing off his trap.
I haven't been drinking, Bob. I've been living the clean life, man.
Cocktails and testosterone.
Oh, come on now, man. Come on. Fuck.
Fucking, bro, I would not want to fuck with that house.
Yeah, see, the reactions. Hey, Bob, like,
looks like you met the boogeyman.
Fuck. Doesn't even make any fucking sense, dude. There would be a starch difference between me and Joe, though. My reaction would be one of pure anger. And Joe, like, I feel like they would be like, oh, this is old man DeMar's house. Like, let's not fuck with
it. I honestly, if I found kids egging me, I think I'd run into the fridge, grab eggs, and just start throwing them back at them.
You ain't throwing those fucking farm-raised, organic, cage-free, $15 a dozen eggs at those kids.
They're not worth the yolks, Mike.
No, they're not worth those yolks, dude. That's not even worth it. Nicole would be so furious at him.
You know the eggs are good when they're brown? Like Nicole gets a brown egg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The yolk is orange instead of yellow. Real nice. Real nice.
It's like a bright orange, dude.
He's just dipping out the egg whites and then just saving the yolks and fucking throwing the egg whites at
Oh my God.
I would load up the egg whites in a super soaker and just start firing.
Really good episode. Really good episode.
I would be the best guy to egg because I would just have to call Tass Rabbit back. I wouldn't want to bother with it, man. Just fuck.
Bob would ask the kids if anyone would want to clean it off for him a few $100.
Dude, he'd have to Uber Eats the fucking eggs to his house because he doesn't have any. He'd have to fucking call Uber Eats.
Come on, man.
Priority delivery. Put him at the front of the line for 24 eggs. Get him over here, stat.
Imagine Bob trying to do a snowball fight. You just get a DoorDash delivery and one of those dry ices. Mikey, he'd open up the package of dry ice and be one perfectly placed snowball. Just perfect circumference. You're like, my perfect snowball.
$42.99 for one snowball delivered to him.
It comes with the option of a painting.
Good app. Buy or sell. Look, I don't know how long she's been doing it. She might have been singing for fucking 5 years. She's been big, but I just got a hold of her. Buy your stock in Ella Langley. Have you seen her? The country.
I only know the one song, the Texas song.
Dude, she is a megastar. Like a southern absolute fucking megastar. And she's got some bangers out. And then if you're a guy that likes, like FP loves her, you're an Ella fella. And I'm telling you, man, she is just the real deal. Wow. Good looking girl.
Young, old?
Voice. Older. I mean, not old. I mean, mid-30s, maybe?
Okay.
Like mid-30s, you know, high 30s.
I only know the one song that she's from Tech, he's from Texas song.
Banger. Yeah, I saw the U.S. Team USA was playing it on the bus. Yeah, just an absolute banger.
What was the song that USA played after they won? It was
Country Road.
Country
Road.
That was awesome.
Good.
Man.
You know what
US lacks? Like you see it in the Ryder Cup. Europeans like chants and songs. You
see the Norway one? The Norway one?
It's so much better than like anything.
England does Wonderwall. It's really
They're so good at it. And then for USA at least to have Country Roads, like that was cool. That felt like a European thing to do. I thought that was awesome. What else I think is awesome, like looking at Pulisic, talk about capitalizing, like his face is everywhere, every commercial, and good for him. Like every 4 years, of course, he's huge, but like, you know, fucking capitalize on that, where it's like Brad Dahlke after winning the Internet Invitational. He was selling everything and anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Capitalize on the moment. I
wish
great.
That some of these like MLS teams like would bring some of these guys and just give them money and bring them back to American like MLS. I know like that they can't develop the way they can in Europe and the way they can. But like I it would be great to have Pulisic on like, you know, Red Bulls or, you know, NYFC or something. Fuck like yeah. It would be sick. Like, it just sucks. Like McKinney play, like they all play abroad. But I mean, I liked what Gronkowski said. Gronkowski said, like, if we didn't have American football, like these guys would grow up and they would play soccer instead. And our team would just be like fucking insane if we never had football. Like, I agree with that to an extent.
Yeah, it's true. All right, we have Michael for an ad read. Michael, take it away.
Are you doing by yourself? Oh, you bought Ella. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah. Today's episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends, our longtime friends over at Factor Meals. When you're short on time and you need those meals to keep you going, you need nutrient dense, you need healthy, you need something to support your goals. That is where a company like Factor could come in and help you immensely. Factor has meals built around your goals, whether that's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, or GLP-1 support for strength, workout recovery. Check out Factor's Muscle Pro collection, okay? Because they have every meal. It's crafted with functional ingredients, lean proteins, veggies, whole foods, healthy fats. They ban a bunch of bad ingredients that aren't good for you, and it's fresh, never frozen. Ready in 2 minutes. It shops, preps, cooks, and delivers straight to your door, so you have more time for everything else you love to do in the summer. So head on over to factormeals.com/dumb50off and use code dumb50off to get 50% off. That's 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscription only while supplies last until September 27th, 2026. See the website for more details. Again, that's code dumb50off, Factor Meals.
Very nice, Michael. Very, very nice. We are going to head into our top five. Mikey, but your charge, I mean, the guy continues to charge. He's on our ass, Petey. He's on our ass. He's won.
I thought last week was going to be even across the board. I never saw that coming.
It was the one home one that just did it. Like the home.
Yeah, but Joe, you know,
fix things.
It was such a landslide, though, that it's like.
I thought it was going to be close. I thought it was going to be the closest one we ever had, to be honest with you. I thought it was going to be like a 30-30-30 where they would be like looking at the individual votes.
The guy's charging, man. I don't know, Joe. Do you know who came in second out of me and you?
It's in the text.
I don't think with this top five it's going to matter too much, but obviously we'll do it right.
Have we done this top five before?
Whoever was A, whoever had how to do taxes, public speaking, me. Entrepreneurship.
Me.
Okay.
So, Joe, second, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, Mikey, why don't you tell the folks what they're going to be getting today? It's the Mikey B top five.
We are recording on 4th of July, so we're doing the top five most American things. Top five most American things could be stereotypical, could be actual American, you know, landmarks, whatever you want, but the most synonymous things with America. I'm going to go first. I'm going to go first.
And Peter, where would you like to go?
Yeah, I'll go third.
Okay.
Bob in the middle. I'm going to take football right off the bat. I'm going to take American football right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, it's the right play.
Have we done this before or no?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. If we have, no. I don't think it was for the top five format. Yeah, I mean, it's the right play, Michael. Can I do the 4th of July?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4th of July.
4th of July.
Now, let me see here.
Now, Bob, we have to show out good here because if a Canadian beats us for the top American things, that's not good look for me and you. So, you know,
I'm going all with right. All bald eagles.
Yes.
Yeah, I had that on.
Very there. American, Joseph.
I'm going to go apple pie.
Yeah.
As American as apple pie.
Give me Budweiser or like beer.
Well, which?
Well, that's a big difference, yeah. Bob.
All right, so give me beer.
Okay. I'll grant him beer. I think the committee is fine.
Yeah, no, beer's good.
The problem with beer is there's a lot of other countries that do beer, like Germany and Ireland and stuff with the Guinness. And. But I did think of that, Bob. I did think beer is very seems to me to be very American.
Yeah. I just think of
I'm going to take so I'm going to do giant food portions, like giant portions of food. I think that's synonymous with American, like giant portions of food. Giant food portions, and then I'm going to take winning
wait, hold
wars.
On, hold on. Well, let's just bring the committee in here.
Okay,
let's
no problem.
Let's just bring the PD. It's a little strange, right? Is that okay?
Oh, it's okay, Bob. It's going to submarine.
Okay, all right. It's okay. The committee has approved.
I actually think it's a good pick. I just think it's a little too early for that. Because I don't think Bob or I were going to take giant
that's
portions
fine.
Of food.
Giant food portion. I think people are like people say Americans are fat. So like
Mikey, I don't think it's a terrible pick. I just think that you could have probably got that like later.
Maybe. I'm gonna take that and then I'm gonna wrap around with winning wars. We're undefeated. I mean we're the best war winning country there ever has been, ever will be. So I'm gonna take winning wars as an American thing.
Okay. Lots to unpack. I'm gonna take the American flag.
Old Glory.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with baseball.
America's pastime.
And then I'm going to take one that's fun that I think it speaks for itself. I'm going to go drive-thrus.
Mm-hmm. Is my last one, Michael?
No, you got two more, Bob.
I'm going to go give me country music.
It's a good one.
I'm going to take fireworks. I think fireworks is and then I'm going to finish off with NASCAR. I think NASCAR is like it's like that is I mean NASCAR. I'll leave it at that.
That dude, you know, to see that NASCAR crowd is a wild.
I think you get everything that you could describe about America in a NASCAR crowd.
All of it.
Yeah. The country music, the outfits, the hair, the food, all of it, NASCAR.
It's you know who I just recently saw who runs NASCAR? If you get the opportunity to go to the pits, ask for Paul Swanee.
Yeah.
And just let him. He took me to Patrick Mahomes when I was there. He's like, come say hi to Patrick. I was like, Patrick who? He's like, Mahomes. I was like, oh, geez, Patrick Mahomes. But when you say hello to him, I saw him come on Busting with the Boys. Did you see that, Mikey?
Yeah.
So Mahomes is just chilling at the NASCAR?
Yeah.
Dude, when we
How was their interaction? Was it good?
We didn't get to see him. He went me over to take him to him, and he wasn't there.
When we were in Vegas and we met Swan, like when I first met him face to face, like we just bear hugged for like 10,
dude,
like just fucking.
Dude, he will fucking wrap you.
You got to be ready to go with Swan. You got to be ready to go.
The wind out of me. He goes to say hello, and it's just, he's the most man's man.
He's a hardo. He's a hardo.
Now that, Mikey, a lot of times I think your hardo ratio is off. Yeah. That is 100% correct.
Yes.
That is a hardo.
Yes.
And I love, and you told, let me tell you something. Paul Swan, a good looking guy.
Yeah,
he's got like,
his
hair rivals D-Man.
He's like, got a great beard. His beard is like,
I've never seen his beard not just chiseled.
His beard almost looks like it's tattooed on his face.
I know.
It's fucking crazy.
Dude,
really good beard.
And he's ripped. He's got the physique.
He's got it all.
I didn't realize he played for Bowling Green.
A good football player, dude. He was a linebacker, I think. He was a really good football player.
I thought he was tight end or linebacker.
I think he was a linebacker. I think he played defense.
He took such good care of us. So I've been a few races now with Arby's. If you ever get the chance to go to the pitch, you ask for Paul Swan. Everybody knows him. And then you just let him take you around. He'll show you just the time of your life. Okay, Michael, where do we leave off?
Last pick for Bob and last pick for Joe.
I'm between two.
I
give me fried chicken.
Good one. I'm between two as well. I just don't know which one's going to hit better. They're both good.
Of course they are.
All right, I'll tell you what they are, and you tell me if they're not good.
It's not going to matter what I say, because, I mean, it's not going to matter. But you got to pick one. That's the trick.
The two that I'm between is tailgating and pickup trucks.
Very good. Both. Thank you. You were right. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And here's what's going to happen. No matter which one I say now, the two of you jackasses is going to be like, oh, you should have picked the other one.
That's not true at all. That's not true at all, man.
You did that. You did that the last time when I took Randy Marsh. And you guys goes, you know what? If you would have
ended up being a great pick for you. Ended up being a great pick.
No, it wasn't a great pick for him.
Didn't he win that one?
No.
You won, Bob?
Marsh is what crushed him.
I thought a lot of people were showing love for Marsh.
Yeah, a lot of people were showing love for Marsh.
Of course.
Guy, well, a lot of people were showing love for Dr. Doofenshmirtz, too, and I had to hear that, too. I mean, that was
Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Great show, Phineas and Ferb.
You know what? I realize I'm going to keep my mouth shut because me saying that there's an obvious one gave Bob Bart Simpson, and that
guy. Yeah, the Bart Simpson
never
was massive.
No, he wouldn't have.
Remember when Mikey was like, I'm going to take Doug Funny. Give me Doug Funny.
Doug Funny. Douglas. Yeah. Douglas Funny.
That's Douglas.
You know another good one that's not on the board yet is Guns. That's pretty fucking good.
Fuck,
too.
Yeah. Very you good could, one. What did you take?
That's what I'm going to take. Guns. That's going to be my last pick. That's my last pick.
Yeah, this guy's such a scumbag, bro. The double barrel.
Pistol Pete.
Yeah.
Pistol Pete.
Pickup trucks was a good one, too, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
but there's a lot of other ones too. I had parades. There was Statue of Liberty,
blockbuster movies. I thought like big movies, like that's synonymous with America. Hot dogs, mullets,
the American Dream.
Yeah, I got one for you. I was gonna say Jack Hughes. I just had that image of him. The American flag wrapped around him.
Hollywood
ranch dressing. Ranch dressing. Ooh. Everyone's obsessed with ranch dressing now. All these Europeans. Mini malls is good.
He's gonna keep going. He's gonna keep going for 20 minutes.
Costco,
Hardo's,
Walmart.
Hardo's in America is very synonymous.
You know what I should do? I should post that fake cameo today for July
4th.
Go ahead,
buddy.
I should.
The one. What do you mean? Which one? The one he fucking duped me into making.
Get fired up, boys. Get fired up, boys.
Young man.
You going to the gym today, Bob?
Young man. Yeah.
Bob's sneaky, man. He's sneaky. He gets it in, man. He gets it in. I'm going too right after this. I gotta read the picks. I gotta read the
picks.
Then
you can really enjoy, and I'm gonna thaw out those Minos steaks.
Oh yeah.
Wanna come to the pool, Bob?
Yeah, I think I may. I gotta work out first.
That's nice. That's nice.
Right, you let me know. I'm gonna try to get there early to get a spot because I think it's gonna be nuts.
All right, Mikey, can you read them off? Sorry.
Yes. All right. I first pick. My picks: football, giant food portions, winning wars, fireworks, and NASCAR. Bob's got 4th of July, beer, the flag, Old Glory, country music, and fried chicken. Joe has the bald eagle, apple pie, baseball, drive-throughs, and firearms. Very, very good.
I think this one can be very, very close.
I think so too.
Actually, Mikey's list does have a good shot. I think pizza's good. But you know, what do we know anymore, boys?
Yeah, not much.
But you know what?
I'm 40. I don't know much.
I was just gonna say, Joe's 40. He doesn't care anymore.
I stopped caring last week, Bob.
Or last year, or the year before that.
No, well, officially, unofficially, officially.
Yes.
Last week, that's right. I don't give a fuck.
For the record, I did not take all the yogurt pretzels. That was a pretzel job.
You think so?
That's not a pretzel.
I
might have gotten two or three of them. I mean, they were minis, too. They weren't even like big pretzels. They were the mini jobs. But
you know, Michael, look at this. Come here. I got to show you something.
You got them in the American outfit today? What do you got on them? Look at that.
Say hi, Zizi.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. The lights were too bright.
Hey, listen.
He just woke up from his... Oh, ZZ.
He ripped his headphone out.
Oh, see? Why are you crying, dude?
Look at that cutout, dude. Get rid of that fucking thing.
I got to throw it, man.
Look at that.
I think he likes that cutout. I think he likes it a lot, Mike.
I'll rip it right now.
No, I don't think he will.
I don't think so either. That was the best. He turns on the computer. That's there behind me, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Like, he didn't know that thing was behind him.
Thing is the size of the wall.
Anthony Bourdain behind me?
That's like a.
Let me tell you, this
that's like a, that's like one of those fat heads, Joe. Remember fat heads, the huge stickers that you put on the wall?
I had a ton. That's when I was a Saints fan. I had a Drew Brees and Reggie Bush. Wow. I'm the worst Jets fan that's ever lived. Yeah, but
yeah, not now. Baba, I think he cheers against them so often that he's not used to rooting for the Jets. He's used to cheering for draft picks. They're going to be good, and he's going to be cheering for them to lose.
Yeah, you know the fandom that bothered me, though, that people questioned last year, which it's been lifelong for me, is Hurricanes. Like, my family bleeds Hurricanes. Oh, yeah. Like, that bothered me.
Yes.
But the Jets, any of my friends from home, it would rip me. You could rip me from my Jets fan. Don't come at the Hurricanes. Don't you dare. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you dare. All right. Anything else you want to discuss, Pete?
I think I'm pretty good.
Michael, anything else on your mind?
No. Speaking of the Yankees, though, it's been a brutal stretch.
What are they doing, man? And by the way, the Red Sox are now can't lose.
Stop saying that, Joe.
Bob, it's the truth. You got to prepare for it. The Red Sox are on a tear right
now.
Not
scared of the Red Sox, though.
Not
scared of the Red Sox.
When's W going to come knocking, Michael?
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, nice body spray.
It is, right?
It is. I like it.
Yeah,
I really
give it a little
do.
Spritz in the air. Go ahead. Yeah, nice. See it? Real nice. I saw
it. It's better than like an Axe body spray. Like, it's nice.
100%. Paul knows what he's doing over there, man.
And
he
the
really
boxers
does.
Are great.
Boxers are great. Listen,
they got to come knocking. I mean, we're ready for them.
Oh, they're knocking, Bob.
They are.
They're knocking.
They are. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that does it, as always, for another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Really, really solid episode. Nice bounce back. Last week was not our best. We'll go hand up on there. I'll go hand up. Didn't have my A stuff. So a nice bounce back for the boys. We love you. We appreciate you. As always, we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.